She walked up to the wall and caressed several of the guitars, fascinated by the beauty of the instruments. You made these, right?
I did.
These are works of art. The entire workshop is a sanctuary. I can feel your passion throughout.
You make me very happy with your words, Cassie. And yes, you are right. This is definitely my sanctuary. I love spending time here. I can be alone and think, and at the same time I create these boxes with amazing curves. In return, they gift me with beautiful sounds, as if they are alive.
Like a family.
Exactly.
I completely understand. I feel the same way about my sculptures. How long does it take you to make a guitar, Alex?
Anywhere from 3 weeks to 2 years. The longer it cures, the better it sounds.
That's amazing.
Making the pieces for the guitar doesn't take that long, and it can be put together fairly quickly. But to get the perfect sound, you must be patient. It's all in the wood and in the assembly.
You truly are an artist. Where did you learn to make these?
I spent a year in Spain with an old master. He had a store that was no bigger than a pantry, and sold only a handful of guitars a year. It would take him a month or two to produce one.
That must have been fascinating.
It was. The greats would go see him, and I would watch, fascinated by how they touched the new instrument the old man had made for them, just like a newborn baby. To me, he was this century's Stradivarius.
Alex showed her a finished guitar. It was beautiful and shiny. This is exquisite, Cassie said, touching it, truly impressed. Would you play for me? Alex placed one hand on the guitar's curve, slowly caressing it. He continued the unhurried pace, running his fingers along the fingerboard, then up and around the headstock. Cassie watched his hand. She held her breath. It was the most sensual movement she had ever seen. When Alex's hand flawlessly continued from the guitar to Cassie, up the curve of her waist, her neck, and her face, she was sure her heart had stopped its natural rhythm. He rested his hand behind her head and gently pulled her face to him until their lips touched. She returned his kiss, their passion heightened by the moment. Alex picked both Cassie and the guitar up, carried them effortlessly to the Flocati. He put them both down gently. They lay side by side, their bodies a reflection of each other. Alex swiftly took his shirt off and held himself just above her. He kissed her lips and her neck. Cassie unbuttoned her shirt. She wanted him as badly as he wanted her. She couldn't wait any longer and put her hands on the perfectly chiseled torso she had been yearning to discover. Cassie moaned in delight. Their artistic hands discovered each other, tenderly, sensually, both becoming effigies of Jerome's Pygmalion and Galatea. They were sure they melted into one being when their bodies filled each other and rose to new heights, making their very own unique melody.
You are exquisite, my beautiful guitar woman,
Alex murmured.